Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the River Islands guest line, it's our favorite, and we're going to do this every single Tuesday. It's the Not Our Fault podcast, and quite frankly, John Feliciano, you don't need to say not our fault when you win, huh? Niners are, everybody's loving the big guys now.
It's definitely better when you win. And shout out to Connor Colby, huh? Came in and played pretty well.
How about that, man? Yeah, he did. He jumps in there for the injury situation to Barch and basically throws a perfect game, and it was clean. I wonder, John, what is it like for an offensive lineman when you got to throw to the backup QB and he kind of plays a different style, less mobile than Brock Purdy? What's that like for you guys?
As long, you know, if we block well, then we ain't got to worry about him running around. So there's definitely a little more, a little more grace if you have a mobile guy back there. But I talked to Mitch Morris. He played. He was a center. He played with the Jags last year. I spent some time with him in Buffalo, and I mean him and a bunch of other dudes are just like, dude, you're gonna love Mac. He's gonna kill it for you guys. And I think he did, man. He played well.
He played great, and I wonder when you look at it from an offensive line standpoint, and you know he got sacked three times, one of which was a strip sack fumble that McKivitz gave up. Would you file that one under not our fault? What happened when McKivitz eventually got beat?
No, that's definitely McKivitz's fault. he just missed his footing and ended up on his knees, and that's not where you want to be. But besides that, I think he played well.
Yeah, that one was weird though, right? Because he gets his guy on the ground, and he did kind of lose his balance, and then the defensive player was able to get up and kind of scoot around him. At what point when you're blocking a guy, how many seconds do you have to go out and hold your block?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier today when we shot our pod. We were watching the Bills and Jets game, and dang, what's his name? The quarterback that was on the Bears and Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Man, get rid of the ball, dude. There's something like you get four and a half seconds, and that's a freaking great pocket. Man, it pissed me. It's like, bro, what are we doing? Get rid of it. And then don't get me started on like quarterbacks jumping into sacks. That sucks for us.
Okay, I love this. I love this. John Feliciano's with us because you offensive linemen, you know how it is. Like you guys have this, and obviously you're not all the same, but there's very much, I think there's a thought that you often are the you are the blame guys. Like you step in front of people to take a bullet, at least metaphorically, right? Like that's what you do. But to hear you say, "Hey man, we made you a good pocket. Get rid of the ball." Are these conversations ever happening kind of like in a locker room or on a sideline with the quarterback? What is his responsibility?
I mean, there's been times on it's never happened in San Francisco, but other teams that I've been a part of where they're, it's just, you know, if it's a week after week kind of thing, there's always that one guy that's a little crazier in the room, and sometimes they blow up, and you're just like, you're never really directly saying it to the quarterback. And look, like, obviously we don't know what's going downfield. Like, there might be someone about to get open or something. But there's definitely been blowups that I've been a part of on the sideline of guys just like, get rid of the fuck. Get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
Almost. You said you get me start talking, having flashbacks. I can't help myself.
It's okay.
No, it's natural. It's okay, John. That's kind of like what you just did is like when the offensive line, especially the tackle, does that jump step right as the ball is being snapped. Was it a false start? Was it well timed? That was a close one there, John.
They didn't throw the flag. I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to follow up on that notion of quarterbacks in the pocket, because last year Brock Purdy even admitted that he was breaking out of the pocket too soon. Is that something that, as an offensive lineman, you have to almost coach up the quarterback to say, look, you know, hang in there. We're going to keep protecting you. Don't break the pocket so early, because then you guys can't really protect.
Yeah, there's sometimes where it's really hard to figure out where, like when I was playing in Buffalo, figure out where the heck Josh is back there. But I'll tell you, you'd rather have those kind of guys, because if you screw up, there's a good chance they'll make you right. So there's positives and benefits on both sides.
There's a good point right there. John Feliciano with the Niners the last couple of years. Now it's the Not Our Fault podcast that you can check out, and he's joining us every week here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. By the way, and he's on YouTube. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can get over there and see John. What are you drinking right now, John? I saw you take a sip. What are you drinking?
It's a liquid death. It's water. It's a seltzer.
No, I know the liquid death.
Lime.
Yeah. Oh, lime. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, because, by the way, like, we're not allowed to have a beer during the show, but you are.
Oh, great. But in solidarity, I wouldn't, because we're guys.
Okay.
But if you want me to, I can see what I can do next week.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, in solidarity, if you happen to crack one, then by gunnet, we'll have to do that same thing, John.
I think we could get it by corporate if we're like, we're trying to be teammates here.
And he's bigger than us, too.
Yeah.
But they're going to be coming for me. They're going to be like, we let Feliciano on this show. Now look what's going on.
John, what about this? Because you've been real forthright with this. If the phone rings from the 49ers, you're taking the call. When you see Dom Pooney and Ben Bartsch and even Trent, who was questionable in this game, when you're watching these games and you see a guy go down, what's going through your head?
I do not want any of that action. I don't want none of that smoke out there in tackle. So do not call me if you need me to play tackle.
Okay.
I have a decent name in the league. I don't want to ruin it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I worked out today. I ran a little, you know.
Attaboy.
Fair enough. I think it was Pooney who got rolled up on. It might have been Ben Bartsch, but when I see that, that's got to be like the biggest nightmare for you, right? Where you're playing guard and you're getting out there and trying to finish a block, and all of a sudden there's a collision behind you and you get just your legs whipped out from under you.
Yeah, and Ben don't have the luxury of being like Pooney, who is like Gumby. Or in my earlier career, I would get in those weird situations like Pooney gets, and I would be okay. But turn year five or six, that went away. Right? Pooney, he gets every game looks like he dies on the field. He gets put in a situation that is just not pretty. And then he lays on the ground for a second and does his little roll back and forth, and then gets up, and you're like, oh, thank God. But Ben did not have that luxury. His like, it looked nasty on film. His legs just like got caught in there and he couldn't get it out in time. And those are the worst.
John Feliciano's with us. This is off topic, but I hear so many people, as Joe Burrow suffers the third major injury of his career, I hear a lot of people say, boy, Cincinnati just has never protected him the way that that they should. What is your perspective on that specific to Burrow?
Yeah, outside looking in, it doesn't look great. I know a couple guys out there, and they're definitely good ball players. So I don't know if what's going on over there. They can obviously get better up front. I don't know what their O-line coach situation is and who they got. I'll tell you who they don't got is Chris freaking Foerster.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, what is it?
Hey, Fur, I'm sucking up, Fur. I'm sucking up, buddy.
No, I like it. You're doing great. And we'll send the clip over there down to Santa Clara. But what is it about Foerster that makes him so fun to play with?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Outside of the fact that he looks like he's just a maniac when it comes to, you know, taking his job so seriously.
It's I have this thing for like grumpy people that you can just mess with. And man, Fur is just first off like a wizard in that offense, and his just the things that he can bestow on you, like just random things while we're just walking on the field or something. It's these little pebbles that you pick up from him that made me a better player when I got there. He's been in that system forever, and he knows what works, and he's gonna demand it from you. And there's always this running joke in the O-line room where it's like, dude, Feliciano gets to say whatever he wants, and people would be scared to say stuff in the room. But man, he's a great man, dude. I love that dude. I love just messing around in that meeting room and, you know, at the appropriate times.
John, you know what I was thinking?
But there was definitely a couple times where I said something and then there was a silence. And in my head, I'm like, oh, in my head, I'm just like, oh God, no. Oh, crack a smile, Fur, please.
You know what I was wondering about over the last two games? People always say, oh, that's a tough road environment. And what they're really talking about, I think, first and foremost, is the offensive line, right? You're the guys who have to deal with that noise and not false start. How would you describe to our listeners playing in Seattle and playing in New Orleans?
Dude, New Orleans is Seattle's definitely loud. I remember my first start, my rookie year, like preseason start, it was like game four, and we were at Oakland in Seattle. And I just, like, that was the first big, like, atmosphere that I was ever a part of. And that there, I mean, New Orleans, because of the dome, it's so dang loud. KC is super loud. Like, some of these places, man, you, like, when we were playing Seattle that Thursday night game, my first year, was at 23. I remember Jake, we're in the middle of, like, Jake's making a call. I'm looking at Jake, and I can't hear him. I just hear his, I just look, I can see his mouth moving.
Wow. So, I mean, are you reading lips, or what do you do?
You better know your offense just in case. Jake does a great job of trying to do things that you can see or hear. So, I mean, there was definitely times in that Seattle game where you could see there was a couple plays that some of the guys outside couldn't get the point and went to the wrong guys. And that's credit to the Seattle fans.
Yeah, and that's what makes the 12th man so famous and popular up there. I want to ask you about one play, John, and it was the quarterback sneak from Mac Jones. It was kind of a tush push. Tongue just really kind of picked him up by the waist and carried him forward. What do you think of that play as an offensive lineman, and just how violent does that thing get down there?
It's the worst. Oh man, there's times where you're just getting stepped on, and what game was it? There was a play early in my career where it was a quarterback sneak, and it was, oh my god, what was his name? He just retired on the Ravens, the big fat man, big nose tackle. He was just laying on top of me, and like I was like about to be in a panic because I couldn't breathe. I was like, "Bro, can we get this pile off of me? I can't breathe." But there should be no the talk of banning the tush push is the most.
You can say it.
Female, a cat.
Oh yeah,
the most it's cat thing in the world.
Soft, right? It's a soft idea.
Bro, I mean, I will say they need to line up correctly, and that there was something on with the Eagles about the line, like, false starting. Yeah, those obviously can't break the rules, but you can't stop a quarterback sneak, like, be a man.
Michael Pierce, by the way, is that Raven you're talking
Michael
about.
Michael Pierce, oh my god.
Don't you hate those big fat guys, John?
He caught a pick and then retired, dude. I mean, good for him.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Yeah. You saw how tired he was? I love that clip. He was a great player.
John Feliciano is with us. Check out his new podcast, the Not Our Fault podcast. They're working hard on that and making it great and reacting to everything in the NFL every week. And I wonder, you know, we probably should have gotten just sort of an overall thought on what you think of the 49ers 2-0 start. It hasn't been like flashy, but it's been on the road. It's been close games. Like, what do you think this sets them up for the rest of the way?
Yeah, it's good to have some close games under your belt. And if you can get them early, you can just keep capitalizing on off of that. Just that confidence to know that we can finish a game, finish out a series. I think they'll be 3-0 after this week.
Confidence? Why the confidence in this game, John? Especially, we don't even know who's quarterback in this one.
It don't matter. I think I'm just a 49er fan.
Okay. I thought you saw something in the Cardinals or something that you see. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I watched both of the Cardinals games already. And, you know, they almost gave it up against the Panthers. And then, you know, the Saints played them really well. So I think if Mac plays, this is his second game under his belt. He's a proven quarterback. And CMC's back. I mean, I don't want to hear no slander about CMC. It was a safety. Met the safety in the hole, made a miss, and got 9 yards. Like, I think that run game is really close to popping off like we did my first year with them. I think we'll be all right.
Are they going to be all right even if Juice is unable to go with the concussion? Can they get by with, you know, Tonjes playing the fullback and them doing, you know, a little bit of different things, including some 13 personnel with the three tight ends in there?
Yeah, Tonjes knows that position. Juice would be a big it would suck if Juice couldn't play. But I think they'll be all right.
All right, John, this might be a tough spot for you, but I'm curious, especially with the Bills playing on Thursday night. The 49ers are still, they got youth in spots. They're trying to get better. They're trying to get healthy. But what do you think would happen if those two teams played right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be the Bills would probably win. Wouldn't not counting us out. It would be a good game, but I think the Bills are the best team in the league right now. Meet the Niners towards the end of the year when BA comes back and Brock's back and George is back, when they're full go. And it would be that's my Super Bowl game. That's who I think will be playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it will be a sucky game for myself. I wouldn't want to.
Well, unless you happen to be on one of the two teams going for a ring, right?
That would be cool too. When we were making our Super Bowl, my first year, I was like, man, I was looking over. I was like, man, I knew we were going. I was like, full confidence in us. And I was like, man, I do not want to play the Bills in the Super Bowl, because I would have hated it to take that away from their fans.
All right, John, this is the most important question that we've asked in all three of our conversations, quite frankly. And then I'll tell you why I'm asking. But, John, what was for dinner tonight?
I made some sloppy joes.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking, by the way, how many of them did you eat?
You know, I'm trying to be good. I only knocked down two. I wanted to go for the third so bad, but I was, you know.
No, but if you're
make sure this body is ready.
Right, yeah. But if you're trying to stay to playing weight, like, you gotta keep.
I'm there.
Yeah, you got okay. Phew! What a relief! All right, okay. Only yeah, two.
Don't worry about
Joes.
That. He's
all
there. Right. He's there.
Perfect. Hey, John. We'll talk to you next week. Always awesome, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. See you next week.
Okay, yep. That's John Feliciano. The Not Our Fault podcast, and obviously he's been with the Niners for the last 2 years, and who knows where he will be at the end of the year, but at minimum, he'll be talking about the Niners if he's not on the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going to need him to not be on the Niners for a while, because I need this. That is so good. It's so funny. And it's also just watching the internal struggle where he wants to say something, but he knows he shouldn't say it in that way, and so... Like, he paused, and when I asked him about the tush push, and he said, if you think it should be banned, then you, the cat, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say
can
cat.
Can we talk about cats?
You can say cat.
Yeah. I don't know if I like you encouraging him to just say it.
Well, I mean, he did have two other near misses.
Oh, yeah.
He had some real near misses.
Like he said, though, if there's no flag, there's no penalty.
Yeah. Well, you know
I only
what?
Have a certain number of times I can push the button back here is all I'm saying.
You didn't push it at all, did you?
No.
Okay.
Oof.
There's a couple.
It was close.
A couple flinches, yeah. I saw.
He was very close.
Yeah. You know what happened a little bit?
He dropped the pho, which is, as you know, it's a soup
it's
that you
delicious.
Can have. Right.
It's delicious, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.